The Old Testament reading for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 56. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it, and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, declares, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 11. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Now I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? As regards the gospel, they are enemies of God for your sake, but as regards election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, just as you were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience. So they too have now been disobedient, in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may now receive mercy. For God has consigned all to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. These words serve as our sermon text. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Some people give up too easily. Some things are worth giving up on, while other things are worth keeping at for the long haul, such as praying for that person who is without Christ Jesus, that God might open a door for you to tell them about Jesus. In that same light, we all need encouragement on a regular basis. That's one reason why we gather together as the body of Christ. Not only to be fed by Christ himself, but also to encourage one another. It is important for us to remember that God doesn't give up on his baptized children. Our text this morning is the gospel lesson from Matthew 15, where we have the story of a woman who would not give up as she had a daughter who was sick. We can continually bring our needs to God and be persistent in coming to his throne of grace. No matter what the obstacles we face in life, don't give up, which is our theme this morning. My dear persistent ones in Christ Jesus, God challenges us to be persistent in seeking his help, which is our first point. There are many things in life that can hinder us. Think about the Canaanite woman in the text. She had a daughter that was sick. She comes to Jesus seeking help. And yet there seem to be many obstacles that get in the way. Jesus was silent to her at her first request. Then after that, you know, the disciples didn't want to deal with it. They basically said, Lord, send her away. Then Jesus makes mention of the fact that he was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Further, he says, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Talk about challenging the resolve of this woman not to give up. But you and I know how easy it is to be distracted by the things of the world that can often get in the way of our living from our baptism. Our own flesh can and does from time to time lead us astray. Sometimes we can get puffed up with sinful pride. There are other times that we can be envious of others. Or maybe we're carrying unresolved guilt from relationships which have been broken, and we're so slow to reach out to begin to heal them. We have a God who will bring about results in his way and in his timetable. In the spiritual matters of life, he always works through the means of grace, word, and sacrament. Think about it. What if this Canaanite woman had given up? What if we give up? At times, God may delay his help to teach us. Jesus didn't really snub this woman, but rather he was teaching not only her, but he was teaching his disciples and us as well. He shows us the true and deep nature of his ministry. For in the midst of all of these things, we can sometimes lose track of the real reason why Jesus came into this world. He came to redeem us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And he did that through his suffering, death, and resurrection. Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Christ Jesus came for the purpose of redemption and salvation. We see that purpose clearly as he is nailed to the cross, where he suffers, he bleeds, he dies, so that you and I would have the forgiveness of all of our sins and receive the gift of eternal life. We live in a nation which is instant this and instant that. I don't know what the first instant thing that was invented. I don't know if it was instant coffee or instant potatoes. It took me a long time before I would use an ATM machine, instant cash. But you know, the list seems to go on year after year. We are so programmed to instant gratification that we find ourselves asking, why doesn't God give me an instant answer to my prayers? Remember what Peter said? The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. So we encourage one another with the words, don't give up. For God answers those who seek his help, which is our final point. We approach our Lord in humility. We come on bended knee at times. We come as did the tax collector in Luke, who cried out, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. We come with an attitude of knowing what we're really like, such as Paul said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am chief. We approach God on his terms, as he has invited us to. We don't try to bargain with God. It was Jesus who said in Matthew 11, come unto me, all who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. The woman in our text did not presume to take that which was not hers. But she said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table. We do not tell God how and when to act on our behalf, but we come with repentant hearts, knowing that we deserve nothing but his wrath, but instead we have received his grace and mercy. We come as people who are living in and through his promises. John says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We daily approach God in faith. The woman's cry for mercy was a cry of faith. Note her words, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. Each of those titles is significant. The woman approached Jesus with a cry for mercy, which is a Christological confession of faith. The title, Son of David, underscores her understanding that Jesus was the promised Messiah. Her use of the title Lord shows that she understood Jesus to be the Redeemer of the world. Our Lord says to us, I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud and your sins like a heavy mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Our Father in heaven has had mercy on us in Christ Jesus. It is on the basis of that infinite love shown to us in Christ Jesus that we come to him for help. When hearts and lives are forgiven, he helps us in our homes, with our marriages, with the raising of our children, and with the struggles we face in having to deal with people in a fallen yet redeemed world. The temptation to give up and throw in the towel can be great. But God has truly blessed us with the forgiveness of all of our sins and given us the gift of eternal life. Therefore, we don't give up, but rather we remember that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And when it is offered, we come to this altar where our Lord Jesus gives us himself in his body and blood through the bread and wine for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And when we receive that, Jesus tells us to be of good cheer. Your sins be forgiven you. In Jesus' name, amen.